A Bird in a Gilded Cage. By Godfrey Bloom. My lockdown is idyllic. I am one of the most fortunate people in England at the moment. We have a small holding in the East Riding of Yorkshire, close to the River Derwent, which is the border between the North and East Riding. The village is on the east bank with the floodplain rolling away to the west, so we have the benefit of a river without the threat of flooding, a doomsday book village. Interestingly, our ancestors knew where to build. A lost art now, it would seem. The village boasts a castle and small church, yet only a population of 140 souls, one of the smallest villages in Yorkshire, protected by the boon of no mains drainage. It has not therefore morphed into a dormitory for Leeds or York, the nearest big cities some miles away. We pretty much all know each other, as you might expect, so this viral epidemic has triggered a community response plan as yet not required. The virus hit Howdenshire in December and seems hopefully dormant since, with a few exceptions. As always, a rural perspective is totally different from the city dweller. One might argue our village has been self-isolating for 1,000 years. The War of the Roses and 17th century civil war being an exception. The most humble dwelling has a garden most townsmen would envy. Not a chocolate box village, but a working one. Few tourists here even in high summer, thank the Lord. Our small holding, like most others, provides an endless round of jobs. Chickens, lambs, horses and dogs provide the typical menagerie. No pigs this year, a kitchen garden, stables and holiday cottage. Therefore endless fencing and hedging. I think it must total nearly a mile in all. The lockdown has seen painting and trimming on a scale not seen for many years. We are not alone in our endeavors. The whole village is manicured. Mrs. B has a very full day making and mending, plus treating horses professionally and promoting her recent book. My speaking engagements have ground to a halt, so the dogs are on permanent walkies. Outside our own modest patch, we are blessed with two excellent 7 mile strolls. Through the village, past the churchyard, our final resting place, along the river bank, south to the next village of Barmby, where the river Esk meets the Derwent, along the Esk to Selby and back across country to the village. The other, out of the village by a track going west to the next village north, Brayton, site of one of the many local Bomber Command airfields, from one of which my godfather flew Halifaxes. These walks are all off-road on designated footpaths, no need for dog leads, no cars or manic cyclists devoid of bell careering up your rear and sweating and swearing. Magical, birds, hares and very occasionally another walker or horse rider, usually a neighbor. Recently the sun has shone and an English spring has manifested itself in all its glory. The swallows are back, as are the swans and geese on the river. The rape is already bright yellow, juxtaposed with the pale green of crops and hedgerows, which will soon enough turn darker. A spring of yesteryear here, the spring of Rupert Brooke, Edward Thomas, Wordsworth, dare I even suggest John Moore's pre-war Brunshire Moor Gray's churchyard? Our local butchers and greengrocer deliver quality produce. Our eggs are fresh and free range, the lambs have gone to market and our freezer is full. Even the cottage is occupied with essential workers on riverbank repair. The woodshed is full for the winter even now, so how could life be sweeter? Sadly, of course, all is not well. We are locked down. We feel like birds in a gilded cage. The village pubs are closed, an enormous part of rural life. Dinner parties have stopped, parties and balls are cancelled, York Minster is closed, I am a professional guide. Charitable events have ceased. In short, village life is a frozen tableau, a sort of one-dimensional caricature of village life worthy of the BBC portrayal in Country File or The Archers. Three pubs along the riverbank are under new ownership. Will they survive? Our local market town has many shops closed: the florist, a clothes shop, the hardware store, the tea shop, hairdresser, beauty parlor. Will they reopen? Will the unfinished house building continue post-crisis? How many one-man or woman bands will quietly die? If the rural community is feeling the pinch, how will those tortured souls in the cities survive with an infinitely worse lifestyle, made worse by the jack-in-office mentality keeping people out of parks and off the beaches? Where will the fresh air and vitamin D for them come from? It is impossible for the more fortunate countryman not to worry for his townsman cousin. Especially as weeks go by, we are all asking if it has been worth it. How long will we be paying for it? Was Sweden right after all? Copyright Godfrey Bloom 2020.